Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.
Just as the season begins to flirt with cold in earnest, and the day starts to get dark long before dinner time, it's time for the Bloomington Playwrights Project's annual Late Night Sex Death series. This year, the Late Night series offers 10 mini-plays, short works with two or three characters. Each piece is by a different playwright, but Jim Hettmer and Holly Holbrook split the directing, and 11 actors share the various roles. The plays are a varied and extremely enjoyable lot. In Mark Kingsbury's Street Corner, Aaron Kuhn seems to be offering a simple solicitation, but as Ian McCabe finds out, it has quite moving, deep personal and even cosmic dimensions. Different Creatures by Don Fry has Max Newman and Christina Ron exploring just how solidly personality is rooted in physicality. Johnny McGarry's 100% Distracted offered a very funny dry primer in marriage percentages from husband Ian McCabe and a considerably damper assessment from plumber Reggie Provine and wife Emily Rose Giddings. In Thursday Routine by Rebecca Martin, Donna Cohen and Bill Govea play an older couple who are still, at least verbally, hilariously going through the motions. G.H. Ellis's Purposeful Life is a dark take on the possibilities of the Internet as worked out by Aaron Kuhn and Reggie Provine. Who knows? Maybe there really is a site called SuicidePartners.com and a set of predators to go with it. In Bethany Barber's Le Petit Mort, Laura Conrad and Max Newman explore the possible basis in reality of an old euphemism. Thanksgiving by Neil Utterback was the dark entry of the evening, with Reggie Provine as the centerpiece for Ian McCabe's annual harvest celebration. These are just 7 of the 10 offerings. I have to apologize to authors Janice Butler-Holm, Nick Moore, and Paul Cuban because a scheduling conflict got me to the theater too late for their pieces. What I got to see was a very nice hour plus of entertaining theater, and people who get there on time should have an even better evening. Sex Death 2008 at the Bloomington Playwrights Project continues with 10 p.m. performances this week through Saturday, and then shows on the 15th through the 17th. You can find this and other reviews and interviews on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker. Hey!